For some, too cold. For some, too warm. For me, I think it's pretty perfect. Highs today only of 64, I think it's going to be, and then a little bit warmer tomorrow. But then it warms up for Thanksgiving, unfortunately, for those that would like to wear their sweaters and all that stuff. Highs of 68 tomorrow, 76 Sunday, 79 Monday. Cools a little bit Tuesday, highs of 75, and then Thanksgiving Day, highs near 80. And in the middle of the day, maybe some rain and a front comes through, and the highs Friday, Black Friday, and the first big shopping weekend, only in the mid-50s, Sunday on 60. It's 8:17, and we're joined now by a gentleman with the computer science professor at Tulane School of Science and Engineering, Aaron Colotta, to talk about something they're doing with CourtWatch NOLA. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. I think this is fascinating. Tell us about the project and what it is that you hope to accomplish.
Sure, Tommy. So the goal is to design a new data infrastructure and tools, basically to help people better understand the day-to-day functioning of criminal court in New Orleans. As you know, our legal system is constantly evolving, whether through changes to law or policy or personnel. And there's an old saying, you can't improve what you can't measure, right? Mm-hmm. And so part of what we're trying to do is just get some much more mature data and analysis so that we can keep track of how outcomes of interest respond to all these various changes that are going on.
Give me some examples, Professor, if you would, like what that would actually look like for people that heard what you said but kind of want to know what it would look like in an actual setting.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, so one version of this is simply a public-facing dashboard where you can see, okay, how have bonds been set over the past month or two for domestic violence cases? What kind of outcomes are happening in the court as far as cases being proceeding to trial versus being dropped, that sort of thing. And so when we talk about whether you think the criminal justice system is kind of too lenient or too harsh, like we just need ways to measure how different cases are proceeding. And I should point out, you know, I'm a computer scientist, not a legal expert. And so, you know, this project is in partnership, as you mentioned, with CourtWatch NOLA, which, if you guys don't know about them, it's a really cool organization. They train hundreds of volunteers to just sit in magistrate and criminal district court every day and just observe and take notes about the functioning of that day in court. It's from simple things like, did everybody show up? Was everybody present? Were people treated with respect? To what type of outcomes happen in that case? And so they have a lot of really interesting data that you only get by showing up in court. And so part of our project is to pair the data that they're collecting with kind of more traditional docket data that comes from the court system itself.
And then let me take a break because we're running a little bit late. And then when we come back, we'll talk about how AI will kind of help improve all of this, right? That's the idea?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Aaron Colotta, our guest, computer science professor at Tulane School of Science and Engineering. An interesting concept here, and Tulane has been working with CourtWatch NOLA for the last 15 years, but to pair up AI with the legal process here and try to get better outcomes for everybody and keep a better eye on everything that's going on there. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870, 820 now, time for traffic on WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Professor Aaron Colotta, computer science professor at Tulane School of Science and Engineering, about partnering with CourtWatch NOLA to boost criminal justice transparency using AI. Professor, I hate to read this text because it's rude. I guess it can be construed as rude, and I don't mean it to at all, but I think it does speak to maybe sometimes what the audience thinks. And look, I'll preface it by saying I'm convinced that I could go down in the corner of Poydras and Magazine right now and hand out $100 bills. Some people are going to say it's not enough. Others are going to say I'm ruining the economy and encouraging socialism by handing out money, and only a few would be happy to get their $100. But the text comes in and says, sounds like a waste of time and money. So if people feel that way, and again, I'm not trying to be rude to you at all, believe me, but just explain, if you will, what the outcomes could be and why you all are doing this, please.
Sure, yes. I mean, first of all, where's the money going? Most of it is towards training students in computer science to build AI tools. This is one, I think, important application. I think figuring out ways to apply AI tools to problems in the city is one of the things we can do as academics. And so we are trying to kind of take the ivory tower and bring it to the city and identify ways we can help out. So, you know, with this particular project, I think, as I said earlier, I mean, if you care at all about the functioning of the criminal justice system, the data infrastructure we have currently, not just in New Orleans, but in most places, is really poor. You know, if you look, you can open up the Sunday paper and get in very concrete detail everything that happened in sports that week. Why is it so hard for me to figure out what's going on in the criminal court system, right?
Which
so that's really where it's really just
which is a lot more important.
I would hope so. As much as I love the Saints, I think it is more important. And so, I mean, that's really what it's about. It's just transparency, just giving the public greater information about what's going on. On the tech side, go ahead.
No, I was gonna. You're getting to it, so I'll just shut up and listen.
Yeah. So on the tech side, right? So AI. So what does AI have to do with any of this, right? So there's a few areas where we're going to be developing new AI tools to help with this. So, as you guys know, I mean, AI is very good at text data, right? You can speak, you know, if you mess with ChatGPT, you know it's very good at interacting with text data. And there's a lot of text data in the court system, whether it's in notes in the court dockets, whether it's in these volunteers that are going in there and writing out their impressions of the court system, of what's happening that day. And so we're developing AI tools to kind of extract important information from that. Again, that people currently don't have any way of viewing, right? They don't have it. It's kind of buried in text. A second way is another good thing that AI is good at is summarizing a lot of information, right? So some of these cases are going on 2, 3, 4 years. Somebody walks into the courtroom for the, you know, 35th hearing in this case. We can use AI to give succinct summaries of everything that's been going on in that case. So you can say things, okay, here's things you want to look out for in this hearing based on what I know about the preceding hearings. And that's, again, useful both for volunteers as well as anybody who's involved in the criminal court system. The caseloads, as you know, are just overwhelming. So just having something extra to help you keep up with all the day-to-day, I think, would help improve the efficiency of the court system.
Yeah, I would say.
And the third thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I want to hear you. Go ahead.
The final third thing I'll say about AI is the other thing it's good at is prediction, right? It's really good at predicting outcomes. So we're going to build models that can predict various outcomes in the case, whether it's what bond was set at, whether charges were dropped, whether the plea deal was met, not with the goal of replacing any of the human decision-making, which I think is problematic, but for the goal of looking for unexpected outcomes, right? Looking for outliers. Oh, the model expected this to happen, but instead we observed this, right? Why? Was the model wrong, or was something go haywire in this particular case? So those are the three areas that we're working on for years.
I don't know how anybody could have anything against anything that helps lend transparency to the workings of the criminal court. Professor, do you? Everybody. Like I said, going back to my $100 bill example, right? Who knows? But anyway, so let me ask you real quick in the minute that we have left, at what point does this actively become a part of this, and do you start to look for results with the use of AI?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, this is a 3-year project, right? And so, you know, in this first, it just started last month. And so these first months are really just engaging with everybody involved in the court system to understand what output is most valuable to them. But we expect within a year or so to start having a public-facing dashboard where anybody in the public can interact with some of this data. And again, whichever area of interest you care about in the court system, be able to ask questions and get answers in real time, day to day, about what's going on in the court.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time and your efforts. Maybe we'll talk to you again soon and see if it's producing any results or how the project is going. Aaron Collada, computer science professor at Tulane School of Science and Engineering. Text me, 504-260-1870, on this anniversary of the JFK assassination. Do you think it was Lee Harvey Oswald, or was there anything more at play than that? Because I changed my mind after what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania this year. 8:30, time for WWL First News.